Good morning, welcome to the FTS Bet Slip on Monday the 6th of November. My birthday's in April, Christmas is in December, but why am I getting gifts in November? I've no idea, but I've only ever been on the Arsenal Football Club website twice in my life. Once is about, 10 years ago when we were playing them and I couldn't get Twitter up and I couldn't get into the Spurs. I thought I had internet. I was trying to find the teams. It was an hour before kickoff and I wanted to see the teams and I couldn't get on the Spurs website. I couldn't get on Twitter. But when I could, whether my internet dropped or whatever, but I then put Arsenal FC in and I got the teams there. And the second time was yesterday when I saw the word statement. It's Christmas time. It's absolutely good. Of course, I thought the statement was going to be about Newcastle getting racist abuse, but it wasn't, was it? It was about our little Lego-headed friend, Mikel Arteta, and let's all get our tears out. What a pathetic, absolute, and that is the only word that is befitting of it, a pathetic shambles. There is so much to unpack in all this. The old FTS Telegram group was off and flying, my phone was going, there's lots to unpack, and it's all the same old stuff. It's the same old entitlement and oh, things aren't going our way, so let's shed some tears on it. And there's more sinister bits than that, so let's start to unpack it. Let's deal with two decisions either way. Now let's actually talk first about, because VAR always gets the blame, VAR, everything's VAR. If we took VAR away, and obviously the comparable situation we've got, and they're not remotely comparable, but people are making the comparison, if we took VAR away when Liverpool put their statement out, which I've done a podcast about, said my piece on, and Liverpool were hard done by, and I didn't dispute that. If we took VAR away, the Liverpool goal was still disallowed because the flag went up. Flag went up, gave it as offside. What then happened was an absolute calamity, Marx Brothers stuff, between VAR, who were clearly, as I said, watching the Ryder Cup or something, and it was actually the guy who manages the videos who spotted that they'd cocked it up. But the whole thing was a calamity, and without a doubt, Liverpool should have had a goal. But it's just one of those things. There was no need. You know, my issue wasn't that. I thought it was farcical. My issue was the manager of Liverpool FC standing up calling for a replay. Now, in Liverpool doing that, that's played a part in what's happened over the weekend, because obviously clubs will see, and Liverpool's one of the biggest clubs on the planet, in the top 10 clubs in the world, without a shadow of a doubt, probably in the top 5 clubs in the world, and Liverpool doing that, and other teams seeing that, opens the floodgates for this nonsense, this pathetic nonsense that we have seen over the weekend. But Liverpool's was a perfectly decent goal, with no subjectivity. It was a perfectly decent goal. He was onside, and the communication and the VAR was a complete and utter mess, and they've put things in place to stop that happening again, as they should. The Arsenal goal, or Newcastle goal, it's not a goal. It's as simple as that. It really is as simple as that. I'm sorry, it's a goal. It's not a no goal. You can stand up and jump up and down. The goal's given. If you took VAR away, the goal is given again. So you can do away with VAR, the goal is given. VAR are then not there to re-referee the game how you like it. And you break it down into three elements. It really is clear as day. I can't believe how people have got over this. It's incredible. You break it down into three elements. Was the ball out of play? You can't. No one can say for certain. We do not have the technology on the perimeter of the pitch, so you can't say it's out of play. You can show your little pictures where you can see a bit of grass. That's been proven with the physics of the ball. The whole ball's got to be over the line, that you cannot tell from any definitive angle whether that ball was out of play or not. That's why when they use goal line technology, they always finish with the overhead view to show you the whole ball over the line. They do it, and the view is as if the camera is in the crossbar. We haven't got that. So you can, not one person alive can say that ball was definitively out of play. It's not offside. I've had a referee tell me that it's not offside, that it goes sideways. Again, the goal was given. They couldn't get the lines for offside. Nothing you can do about it. People in the way, these things happen, that's it. And it's happened before. This isn't the first time that's happened. There's been other instances where they haven't been able to draw the lines. But it's not offside. Not again, not offside enough to do it. So then you come to a foul, and I think it's a foul. I actually do think it's a foul. I think that if that is in the centre circle, the referee blows for a free kick. I think that without a doubt. But that doesn't make it a no goal, because it doesn't matter what I think, it doesn't matter what you think. It's a subjective decision. So it really doesn't matter what we think. Ultimately, the referee gave the goal because he didn't think it was a foul, and VAR have looked at it and said, OK, I've got nothing there that I can change that, because it's not clear and obvious. Because there are people who look at it, Gary Neville's one, and others who say it isn't a foul. So, and that's the problem. And when we use these words clear and obvious, we're saying them as if there's something that's set in stone. What is clear and obvious? I think it's clear and obvious that Boris Johnson's a complete and utter bell end, should never have been anywhere near any parliamentary office, let alone a top office in the country. I think that's clear and obvious. But other people don't, because it's actually only an opinion. Clear and obvious is only an opinion. I think you've made a clear and obvious error there. I think we made a clear and obvious error putting Boris Johnson in charge of this country. Other people don't. So when people look at these things as if it's there, that this wording is nonsense. Clear and obvious. What is a clear and obvious error? One that we don't agree with. That's ultimately what it boils down to. It's one that you look at and go, well, I don't agree with that. There was nothing at all wrong with that process, how it worked, other than Arsenal didn't like the decision going against them. And I might not have liked the decision going against me as a Tottenham fan. But I went to a Champions League final. Do you remember the Champions League final when Spurs get there with great hope, all English final, looking for a great spectacle? And do you remember when the game kicked off and 18, 19 seconds into the game, Liverpool kicked off, booted it down the right flank to target. At the time, it was our weak man, Trippier, in defence. Barcelona had caught him out a couple of times with that. Liverpool had obviously seen that, thought that's where we'll go, straight from kickoff down there. Mane ended up getting the ball because Trippier couldn't defend at the time, and ended up chipping it into Sissoko's arm and a penalty being awarded. Do you remember that? And do you remember all the media outrage? And do you remember Tottenham releasing a statement? Of course you don't, because it didn't fucking happen. I was gutted. It's pathetic. It is absolutely fucking pathetic. It is. I don't know what's going on in this game. If this is going to be the way that we are going to fucking take it forward, and people are condoning it and going, this is the way it should be, you're fucking nuts. You are absolutely fucking mental. We might as well shut the fucking doors on the lot of it and move on. Boo-hoo, they got given a goal. I don't think they should. So then we come into... it's only happened since VAR has been going on. No, it hasn't. You're talking absolute garbage. I did a podcast months back on recency bias and confirmation bias, and that's all we're ending up with now. The earliest bad decision that I can remember is as a kid, and I can't remember the game. I just remember there being a massive furore, and I said it in as this was unfolding. I was doing a Zoom on Saturday or Sunday. I can't remember, and I said it then. And it was a Merseyside derby, and Clive Thomas disallowed, or there was a goal disallowed that I think Everton scored, and Clive Thomas was the referee. I just remember it being Clive Thomas. He was like the Welsh referee, top of the game, the sort of Howard Webb, if you like, the Michael Oliver of his day. He was our number one referee, and he got... and apparently this goal should have stood or whatever. And there was a massive furore about it. And that's the earliest I can remember. But since then, we've had the hand of God. We've had Lampard's ghost goal. All this is before. We've had, obviously, the Jeff Hurst 1966. We could never produce it. We've had Pedro Mendes scoring and Carroll scooping the ball out from the net. I don't remember a statement going up about that one. We had, was it, who were the two teams with the ghost goal? Was it Reading got a ghost goal against Watford, wasn't it? Reading and Watford, wasn't there a goal scored? We've had the one with Sheffield United and Villa. We've had, I remember Ben Thatcher, who played for Spurs, absolute fucking hooligan. I remember him taking out Pedro Mendes. Thatcher played for a different team then. Did Thatcher play for City and Mendes played for Portsmouth then? And he ended up needing oxygen and things and didn't even get a yellow card. Lampard's goal against Germany. We've had loads of it. It's gone on as long as there's been football. And I think Graham Poll, do you remember when Graham Poll booked the same player three times? That was in the World Cup. Graham Poll, who was our number one at the time. This nonsense that this stuff hasn't happened before. When Arsenal, when they sent the wrong player off, who was that? Was it Andre Mariner? When he got Oxlade-Chamberlain and somebody else and he sent the wrong player off against Chelsea. Who was that one against? Who was it he sent off? Who was that? Oh, I can't remember who that was. He sent the wrong, didn't he? He sent, doesn't matter. But he sent the wrong player off. What about when Schumacher took out the player? Schumacher, the defender. Gibbs he sent off, didn't he? He sent off Kieran. It was Kieran Gibbs, wasn't he? He sent Kieran Gibbs off when he should have sent Oxlade off. Harold Schumacher, when he knocked that bloke out, I don't think he got a yellow card. Well, he got a yellow when it was a clear red. We've had loads of this stuff. We've had tons of it. It's gone on. And it's going to go on. Thierry Henry against Ireland handball. Cost a nation playing in a World Cup. This ridiculous notion that this is a new thing and that it's all because of VAR is nonsense. I think that the Premier League have made a complete mess of VAR. We all watch the World Cup and the European Championships and Champions League football and we don't tend to see this. There's something inefficient about our officials. There has been for years. I've said this. I go to football and watch them and cannot believe how bad they are, that they can't see who's kicked it out for a throw-in or whatever. But this nonsense that this is brand new and all of a sudden clubs, two of my favourite clubs in a month, have to release statements about it. And one calling for a replay, nonsense. One calling for basically a goal that you think should be disallowed. You've got no right to have it disallowed. Nothing. Everything is subjective. It's subjective that Havertz should have been sent off. Me, he should have been. The referee didn't think he should. It's subjective that Bruno Guimaraes should have been sent off. For me, he should have been. But he wasn't. It's absolutely, it is astounding, honestly, the reaction. And of course, it's all driven now, the fact that we've got more camera angles of it. This is why we don't talk. You know, remember when VAR, people were worried about VAR. No, we're not going to have anything to row about. We'll always will, because these are subjective decisions. I just think that I think there should be no VAR for subjective decisions, because it's proven that we can't do it. We should just let the referee the game and call it for offsides, or if a foul is in the penalty area or outside the penalty area in goal line technology. Because that the officials aren't up to. I understand all the arguments that we're seeing with VAR. I understand that we see there's a lack of consistency. Ask Wolves if they're releasing statements. You look at some of the decisions that have gone against Wolverhampton Wanderers Football Club. And I agree, it should be better. The standard of... But this isn't the way you make it better. This is only going to make it worse. Because they're going to be too scared now to make a decision. And if Arsenal have released a statement, when Klopp released a statement, and I was kind of this opinion as well, it was felt that the club, and when Klopp was saying replay, it was done to put pressure on referees forward. As in, we've had a bad one, you've got it wrong, I'm going to make a big hoo-ha of it, and then when it comes to a similar situation, you might think about it again. I'd love to think that football doesn't work that way. Are they really huddling around before the game? I mean, they're certainly not doing the VAR, because the audio and Sky TV hear the audio. But are we literally saying that they're huddling around before the game going, look, if there's a controversial one against Liverpool? I don't think that happens. And then obviously Konate didn't get sent off against Everton and everybody goes, oh, well, that's a result of that. You can't tie the two together. But if Arsenal have released a statement thinking that's why, that's even more sinister. That's worse for the game. If we're going to go down the road now of clubs releasing statements because they think that's going to put pressure on officials, and we think that's all okay, you're fucking mad. The game's gone. The game is absolutely gone. It's nuts that we think this is the right thing to do. That people think that this is acceptable is absolutely nuts. It's incredible. A goal was given that you didn't think was a goal. That's what happened. Nothing else. and we've got numerous camera angles, and it happened to have three things to look at, and you've got yourself all upset about it. And then we go down the road, oh, it's all corrupt. Is it corrupt? I was not happy with the Saudi takeover of Newcastle. I've made my mind perfectly clear about that. As football fans, we tend to only care about what's happening to us. Newcastle fans are going to brush all that aside if they can win a league title. They don't care where the money comes from. They don't care how many people are killed in Saudi Arabia. They don't give a shit about any of it. If it had been Sunderland that had been bought by the Saudis, the Newcastle fans would give a shit about it. They'd be screaming from the rooftops. That's the hypocrisy of everything that goes on. If it had been Sunderland being bought over, spent a load of money, got themselves in the Premier League, and Sunderland were up battling for Champions League football, Newcastle fans would be absolutely fucking slating it. I think it's all wrong. But this idea that the Saudis, that a Premier League, to my knowledge, a Premier League manager, a referee, has never refereed a Saudi football match, a Saudi Premier League match, to my knowledge. I'm happy to be proven wrong if somebody can find me an article, but I, to my knowledge, and I haven't looked in depth into that, but I do not believe this ridiculous thing that it's bent and corrupt and Saudi money and this, that and the other. I find it quite staggering. And again, whoever's saying it, if it was your club, you wouldn't be saying it. You'd be defending it. That's the hypocrisy of it all. And I said quite clearly, if the Saudis buy Tottenham, I will never set foot in the ground again. If Qatar buy Tottenham, I'll never set foot in the ground again. But it's ridiculous. When you talk about corruption of these referees in what is the most watched league in the world, and you've got zero evidence, like all these things. But I always go back to, and it's a bit like me for me with the moon landings. When somebody says to me they didn't land on the moon, I go, well, they did, didn't they? And they go, well, no, they didn't. I said, what evidence you got? Well, we haven't got any evidence. There's no evidence. We can look at some doctored pictures. But just imagine how many people would need to be involved. And like with the Premier League, it's not the same referee. It's not like we're looking at Michael Oliver going, look, this guy's obviously getting handover. It's different referees every time, different fourth officials, different VAR officials. What we're saying, if you're saying it's corrupt, is they're all in on it. Everybody's in on it. There's all this massive thing going on somewhere behind the scenes. They're getting down in a room and basically deciding who they want to win the league and who they want to win games, who they're going to give it to, bagging some money from somewhere because it's got to be money generated. And they're all in on it. As they must all be on the fact that we didn't go to the moon, and no one says a word, no one says anything. Just imagine if you knew the moon landings were fake, how much money you'd make. You'd be an instant multi-millionaire. You'd have film rights, you'd have book rights, you'd have TV shows. Just imagine you knew Premier League referees were corrupt, how much money you'd make. You'd have film rights, you'd have TV appearances, you've had book deals, you'd be out there, you'd be the man who exposed it all, this great bit, and money's the driver. It's absolute nonsense to suggest this is all corrupt. I'm not saying there's not been corruption in sport and bent, but to stand there and just say Premier League are bent there because a decision hasn't gone your way. Because, they've held their hands up, the Liverpool one. The Liverpool one was an absolute farce. This is literally a decision hasn't gone your way. The keeper's an absolute shambles, by the way, Raya. An absolute shambles. And Arteta's caused that situation. And if you want to sort it out, go and score a couple of goals up the other end. But the keeper's an absolute, and Arteta's caused that because he won't name a number one. That whole farce of this. And I'm going to make a statement now. I know they won the FA Cup under him. Arsenal won't win a league or a Champions League or anything like that under Arteta because he's too emotional. He's got something fucking fundamentally wrong with him. I'm not saying that he can't coach players and get the team playing well, but when push comes to shove, he's almost a bit Keegan-like. Everything gets a little bit too much for him. It's absolute that for Arsenal Football Club, again, one of the top 10 clubs in the world, to bring this out is absolute nonsense. And the other way of looking at it is 4 weeks ago when Liverpool did it, he's basically saying referees make mistakes. When it was the Liverpool thing, in a press conference, referees make mistakes. That's what he said. Referees make mistakes, blah, blah, blah. All acceptable. Everything was all right then. Now, it's a disgrace. It's a disgrace. This is never should be a goal. It's a disgrace. It's an embarrassment. Would he have said it if it had been at the other end? Would he, if that goal had been given to Arsenal and Arsenal win the game 1-0, would he have said that? Eddie Howe's gone, well, not happy with what happened there. Would Mikel Arteta be going, it's a disgrace, it's a disgrace? Of course he wouldn't. And this is where it all falls down. Because we all say, there's only one way to fix this, and that is for all 20 teams' coaching staff and all the Premier League referees to get into a room and go over this footage and talk about where it's going wrong and how they can put it right, and the referees can explain what went on, the thinking, they can listen to the audio. You know, we don't need to if they don't want to play it to us, but the club should be entitled to hear that audio, what went on, and, right, what is causing this? Why can't we get this consistency? Why is one push 1 week a foul and why is it not another? Why is it that the Man United, was it got a goal disallowed because the ball didn't go, ball was deemed to have gone out of play, but Arsenal's didn't? All those arguments I understand. It doesn't make it corrupt. It makes them just bad. They're just shit. They're just terribly bad at what they do in something. So the game kind of has outgrown them. It's the players cheat. Undoubtedly, the players cheat non-stop, looking to get an edge. It's never really been dealt with. I was over the moon when Rodri got the penalty the other day. They say it looks soft. No, it's not. The guy's got a handful of his shirt. And if we're going to give penalties like that, we're going to give 8 penalties a game. Good, give 8 penalties a game. Give 8 penalties, because it'll only happen for a week or two. And then they'll stop pulling shirts and hugging each other. And they'll actually play football. And we'll actually see who the people who can defend are, rather than the fucking... It's like watching Dickie Davis and wrestling on a Saturday afternoon again. That's one of the reasons why I don't watch it. It drives me mad. I was over the moon that Rodri got a penalty for it. What's disappointing is, it's the only one. We want loads of them. Give them all to them. And that's the conversations that need to take place. But to stand there and almost be in tears, and your club release a statement because you get a result or a goal given against you that you're not happy with, that you cannot give any conclusive, anything other than your opinion on why it shouldn't be a goal. And the defending is dreadful. Arsenal had several chances to clear that ball. Gabriel, and as I say, I think it's a foul. But the keeper's made an absolute ash of it. Not his first one. He's under immense pressure because Ramsdale was really dropped for no reason. Arteta wouldn't say that's my one and two. He's like, I've got these two ones. I've got 25 players. The guy's under immense pressure. It's not, you're my number one, you're in. He should have waited, left Ramsdale in until he made a couple of howlers and then put him in. It's absolutely embarrassing. That's what's embarrassing. Arsenal Football Club, like Liverpool did, you have embarrassed yourself. It's pathetic. Absolutely fucking pathetic. And I'll tell you now, if Tottenham Hotspur ever release a statement saying about a referee's decision, I am done. I am done. Because this is doing nothing. Just imagine this days of mental health and things. And we've had people on FTS who've dealt with mental health issues. I've talked about this sort of stuff. Just imagine in your job, you make a mistake. So just saying you're sat in work. I don't know what you do. Let's just say you work in, I don't know, banking, estate agency. And you make a mistake. And you've got a subsidiary that doesn't agree with that mistake, and in the days of social media and things, they issue a statement saying it's not good enough, and they bring a load of wrath down on you and your job, and they make things really unpleasant for you, to the extent that people might shout at you in the streets, you know, when you get out, or in your office, you walk in, hey, you fucking did that, da, da. Just imagine that. And then say, that's what you want for other people to endure. That's what you want people to come into. Or they might say, oh, he's fixed it, he's corrupt, he's done all that for himself. And you walk in the office, oh, he's a bit corrupt, that one. Just imagine it. Because that's what you're basically doing to referees. And all I look at is, what, as a country that will need referees going forward, what are we saying to them? Why would you do that job? Why would you do it when you are going to go through this? And I think they're poor. I think they're poor. But this ain't the way you solve it, by making this ridiculous public nonsense because you don't agree with a decision. And the Liverpool thing, asking for a replay, terrible. Absolutely disgusting to do that, and should know better. And what, I don't even know what this is, this nonsense this weekend, this statement yesterday. It's pathetic. It is absolutely fucking babyish pathetic. It's a nonsense. And I am of the mind, they've done it because they saw Liverpool do it, so that's what you're going to start. And they've done it because maybe they think that Liverpool now didn't get a player sent off because they did it. And if that's it, that is worse than anything any referee's ever going to do. This is an absolute fucking bottom of the pit that we're reaching in football. It's an absolute fucking joke. And if you want to call players refs bent and things, show the proof. That's what you got to do. You can't just go around throwing accusations of corruption at all this shit without any proof. It's ridiculous because you wouldn't want it fucking done to you. And I don't believe they're corrupt. I just think they're fucking not very good. And I think that we are not helping the situation. I don't think the TV pundits help the situation. I don't think that the amount of footage that football gets, I don't think things like Ref Watch and that nonsense help the situation. We need to help these guys. And the way you help it is get the clubs and the officials together and say, look at this. This is what our concerns are. Wolves can say, why was that one not a free kick? And that one is. The referees can explain their thinking and we get a clarity of thought, a clarity of process, and off we go and do it. Unfortunately, I do think now VAR's become an absolute nonsense. I thought when it came in, it's going to be a great thing for the game. We have made a complete and utter mess of it. But Liverpool's goal doesn't stand without it. Newcastle's goal does stand without it. So it doesn't solve what you're all unhappy about. It just is. It's spoiling the watching experience. It's spoiling the in the ground, waiting 5 minutes for this nonsense. And they're taking longer now. You know, the whole thing was speed the process up, but since the Liverpool one, everything's going to take longer because they don't want to make that mistake again. And they shouldn't have made that mistake. Nonsense. I mean, that farcical listening to that audio. But your club releasing statements, is this where we're going to take football? This isn't Billericay Town. This is Liverpool and Arsenal. Two of the biggest clubs in the world, meant to lead by example. And you've got your manager babbling on TV. I mean, he shouldn't be lit near a microphone when Arsenal lose. Somebody should just take him away and lock him away and let him talk a day later. Give him time to think about things. Because it's ridiculous. 20 years in the country, I'm embarrassed to be. If you're 20 years in the country, you've seen plenty of this. Where were you when Pedro Mendes' goal wasn't? Where were you when Watford Reading? The only time it matters to them is when it happens to them. It is absolutely fucking pathetic. And if you disagree with me, I'd love to do a joint pod on this. Come on with me and explain to me why it's not. Explain to me why that isn't a goal. Explain to me what's corrupt about it. Come on a pod, please, one of you. You all sit there rabbiting. I said on yesterday when I did a Zoom with a group, if they spent less time fucking rabbiting in there about refs and more time punting, they might make some money. But come on, please, if you're of the opposing view and you think the Arsenal statement's all fucking tickety-boo and great, come on and let's have a discussion about it. Because it is nothing other than a fucking shambolic, pathetic mess that does nothing at all to further the improvement of what is going on, and I agree it needs to improve. It does nothing to do that whatsoever. It's fucking joke, and if it's done for the reasons I think it is, it's fucking sinister bollocks. Anyway, there we go. Let's move on. Right, Spurs drifting like a barge. Yeah, I don't fancy us tonight. I've just got a feeling. I think we were. Form would say Spurs win. The league table would say Spurs should win. Not saying should. We've seen 3-1.2 shots. Porto, Liverpool, Real Madrid not win. No team's got an entitlement to win a game. But you look at it and go, Spurs been playing well. But when you look at some of our performances, we were, you know, took a while to beat Luton. Fortunate against Sheffield United. Yeah, kept going, but didn't do anything. Man United, to be fair, you know, created a fair few chances, should have scored against us. We've been much better than what we've watched the last 2 years, but we're by no means the finished article. I've said all along, ever since the season started, there'll be a couple of teams that will give us a pasting at some time. And I've just got a feeling that this, I hate to say it, I almost agree with Merson. I think we could play into Chelsea's hands. And if Chelsea can finish, and they've been creating chances, the problem putting the ball in the net. You know, apparently they were really good against Arsenal. I didn't watch the game, but you know, for 80-odd minutes. I think it'll be really tough for Spurs tonight, and I've just got a feeling it's going to be that Argie fraud come back to Spurs and do us a shambles. But yes, big game. If we win, I'll love it. I'll love it if we beat them. And then we go to Wolves at the weekend, where we should get all the decisions, shouldn't we? Because they don't get any. Terrible. Absolutely, honestly. It's over. Unbelievable. It's unbelievable. It doesn't matter what it is now. Everything is just corruption. Right, where else was I? Oh, DIY. Little DIY story for you. You'll enjoy this. So, I mentioned the old outhouse. Funnily enough, I didn't have anybody offer anything for free. Chris Wilkinson did say if he lived closer, but I didn't have any brickies or sparkies, despite my plea. But we should do everything we do should be for nothing. I've got one guy who won about £8,000 this weekend using FTS stuff. Who's texted me? He should do it all. I should do it all for nothing. He pays £299 a year. Does he for advanced? He won £8,000 this weekend. He pays less than £1 a day, less than a Mars bar a day. Listen, I bought a pack of polos the other day. I couldn't believe how expensive they are. He pays less than a pack of polos a day, and that's too much. I should do it for nothing. You're a joke. But yeah, no one's helped with the outhouse. But out, right, got a gate down the bottom of the garden. Wooden fence, wooden gate, leads out into the farmer's fields. It's getting on. It's a few years old. And it's got, as we've had that rain, it's swelled up. I think that's the right phrase. I'm not full. I did do woodwork at school. It's not called woodwork anymore, is it? Tech. Remember when we did woodwork and metalwork at school? Woodwork, metalwork, did plastics or something. I remember making an acrylic tape cassette holder. I was over the moon with it. Made a blue acrylic tape cassette holder for my tapes. And there's people listening to this going, what are tapes? It's been driving Sam mad because we take the dog out that way, go out the back, open the gate, bang. It's getting more and more, it's been sticking. It's all dropped a little bit. The gate's a little bit at an angle now, so it's leaning into the gatepost a little bit. It's a full-length gate, like whatever, 6-8 foot gate. Probably about a metre and a bit wide. So it's quite a big, heavy gate. So I thought, I can't take it off the hinges. And I did have a go at the hinges, but it's been up for so long, I couldn't even move the screws. I even got an electric screwdriver out, couldn't move the screws. So I thought, right, can't take it off the hinges. And I didn't really know what I'd do if I did take it off the hinges, because no way I could get it back on my own. So I thought, all I can do is plane a bit off the gatepost, move the bolt a little bit, I'll sort it all out so that this gate opens. So I went and got a plane. I got one on Amazon. I'm not spending fortunes, got a plane. I haven't used a plane since I was about 8 years old, and I don't think I was any good then when I used a plane. I think it was just to see what it did. So I've got the plane on the gate. I'm just fucking chopping lumps out of this fucking thing. It's just coming out in chunks. I thought, right, fuck that. Going back to the gate post, I'll try that. I'm fucking about judging the blade there. Nope. So anyway, I've made an absolute shambles of it now. I've just dug chunks out of the gate, and the gate still sticks. I thought, right, that ain't the answer. I'm a bit brave if I tried to saw it down. I did think about getting a jigsaw and saw, and I thought, no, because that's just going to look like all wonky. So I centred on an orbital sander. I thought, I'll get myself an orbital sander. It'll be a bit slower, but I'll get an orbital sander, and I will just sand the gate down. And we'll go from there. So I got an orbital sander, and comes with some paper, like it's like the emery cloth type paper disc. You can like velcro it on. Got a battery one because I thought, I don't want to run a cable, the garden's quite long, I don't want to run a cable all the way down there, so I'll get a wireless one, cordless one, and I didn't want to spend fortune, so I bought a cheapish one. I can't remember, Wesco or something it was. So I charged it up, took it out. Oh, this is going to be slow. The grade of paper they'd sent with it wasn't enough, so I then ordered some other paper and put it on. So yesterday I finished the football. Was it yesterday? Yeah. Or Saturday, I can't remember. No, yesterday. Yesterday I finished doing the football, and my first bet trade was in the Monza game that kicked off at 11:30. So I had like an hour. I thought, I'll nip out and do that gate. I can nip out, do the gate, come in, have a shower, sit down, trade the football. So I've got my new grade paper, P40. Whack that on the old sander. Battery's fully charged up. Off I've gone, and it's got a little thing that catches the sawdust. And I'm away, sanding away, doing it there. And I'm working out which bits need more sanding than others. It's all got a bit warped, and there's bits that stick more than the others. Still going to take me a long time. Working away, And I turned the thing up. I'm not really sure how you hold it, I'll be honest. I couldn't get comfortable with it in my hands, I'd say. Couldn't work out how you hold it, but it's doing the job. It's slow, but it's getting this stuff off, and there's dust going everywhere. All my glasses are getting covered in dust. And then I held it in such a way that I managed to knock the bag thing that comes off, the bag that catches the sawdust, and I look like the Wicker Man. There was people walking their dogs, because it sort of goes out in the farmer's field. There's people walking their dogs looking at me like I was nuts. So you could see they were looking at me going, he doesn't know what he's doing, quite clearly. Well, morning, walking their dogs, and I'm not good with a situation like that. Morning, yeah. And then I've knocked this bag, and this bag of sawdust, it's just all blown in my face, and I couldn't see. I'm coughing, spluttering. I'm absolutely cardial. I look like the Wicker Man. I'm stood with the gate open out of this field, a couple of people walking, a black Labrador, and I am just covered in sawdust, like all over. Like, I couldn't see. It was all in my eyes, coughing, spluttering. My eyes were hurting where it had gone in my eyes. And basically, I'm shit at DIY. I've just decided I'm fucking shit at it. So, yeah. So I had to pack up. Came in, had a shower. Took me about fucking half an hour to clean myself up. And then I've been back out there this morning. I've done the fucking same thing again. Not as bad this time. But I've done the same. This fucking bag thing doesn't stay on. How do you get the bag thing to stay on? Because all it does after a while is it just shoots off and fucking covers me. It's not full up. But this time it got me all over my midriff. I didn't get it in my face. Well, yesterday, there. Fucking DIY. See? Free. Somebody come round and do my gate for free. Get it to work properly. It's all because she wants bits done. See? And then yesterday afternoon, I'd won a few quid. Packed up yesterday afternoon. She wanted a light put up. She got a sewing room. Could I put a light up in the sewing room? Because it's getting dark. She needs to see better. So she's gone and got a flat to the ceiling, I don't know, a billion lumens light. LED. I was going to do it this morning. I said, I've actually got time, I could do that light now. So I've got up and I thought, I've got to do it before it gets dark, because I won't be able to see. So turn the lights off at the old fuse box, take the old light down, wire the new one up. Could I get this fucking thing to fix? No, I couldn't get it. You can't see, because it fits flat to the ceiling, so there's a bracket that you fix the ceiling, then you have to sort of put it in and twist it into the bracket. Everything was right, couldn't see it. I was twisting it the wrong fucking way. I was doing this for about half hour. I kept twisting. I was meant to twist it. I had to twist it anti-clockwise. I had to twist it clockwise to get in, and I was twisting it anti-clockwise. And I couldn't work it out. My arm was absolutely killing me because you're doing it above your head. I'm shit at DIY. There you are. People often ask me what I'm shit at. There is another thing that I am shit at. DIY, ice skating. There's loads I'm shit at. But I'm going to die like everybody else, and who cares? But yeah, I was the Wicker Man. You could have fucking dropped a match on me. You still have gone up fully. Right, pathetic. Absolutely fucking pathetic. A football club, Arsenal Football Club statement. It's incredible. It's just incredible. It's incredible. Unbelievable. Refereeing and VAR errors on Saturday. They weren't refereeing and VAR errors. In your opinion, they were refereeing and VAR errors. That's all they were. They gave a goal you don't like. Boo-hoo. It's a fucking game of football. Fucking grown men. Right. I'm out of here. Have a lovely Monday. This week, there's not going to be a mindset poll. I'm going to do a strategy poll on the first half 1.5s. Newsletter. Unfortunately, AC Milan got beat. Old Markey had Betis. There wasn't a lot left. I had to go for Spurs. There really wasn't a lot left. One of the flaws of that system. And I've got to get up early. Those little buggers, they get them in quick. We can't have the same game. Little fuckers are up and fucking out at 8 o'clock. They're fucking whacking the WhatsApps. I've got to be... See, I'm doing the football sheets. I've got to be quick. I might have to abandon doing the football sheets so I get my tip out. But, yeah, some strange results this weekend. AC Milan getting beat. Obviously, Liverpool, Porto and Real Madrid, all very, very short favourites, not winning. One of those weekends. Anything can happen in this game. But let's hope that the old Spurs can get Sammy. And Forest, well done. Beating Villa, well done. Luton, obviously a great result against Liverpool. Shame you didn't hold on. I jinxed that. I turned on for the last 4 minutes or 5 minutes. I thought, oh, you're going to 1-0 up. Let's watch that till the final whistle goes and Liverpool go and score. I've done that so many times. He did it with Arsenal, Burnley years ago. And well done, Forest. Good win against Villa. Dent them a little bit. Dent them ready for us in a couple of weeks. After another international break, didn't we? Anyway, have a lovely... Monday. Just remember, if something doesn't go your way, just create a massive great pile on, because that solves it. Just create a massive great pile on and shout whoever's done something wrong, call them corrupt, create a massive great pile on, then just think how you'd feel like if it was you. We are creating a situation that is becoming unsustainable and it's getting worse, and these clubs should know. These clubs, these managers in positions of responsibility should know better. I expect the odd fan to have a flipping gnaws up. I mean, one fan, Arsenal fan yesterday, one of the first comments I read, replay at minimum, this is what we're creating. I expect that from fucking lunatic football fans. When it's top football clubs doing it, where do you go from there? It's an absolute fucking joke. Right, crack on. Have a lovely Monday. Chelsea, I hope we stuff you tonight. I'm worried. I mean, I'm going to get pelters if they win tonight just because of the RG fraud. But it'll be interesting to see what reaction he gets in the ground this evening, old Poch. See whether on the TV you can hear Spurs fans singing for him or against him. Have a lovely Monday. Speak to you later this week.